May the Lord help us to commence our service this evening with hymn 528. 528. The gospel is good news indeed for sinners deep in debt. The man who has no works to plead will thankful be for it. 528.
Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Gospel according to John, chapter 10. The Gospel according to John, chapter 10. St. John's Gospel, chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spoke unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore, they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan, into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. Let us pray. Almighty, O blessed and holy, eternal, O God, we bow before thee as dust and ashes. Lord, we come to thee this night. How we need the spirit of worship given us. How we need an understanding heart. How we need humbling. O Lord, how we need eternal life. How we need thy word to be a living principle within, that springing up unto eternal life, that water that thou dost freely give. O how we need, Lord, to have our faith increased. How we need to be spiritually minded. Oh, to be carnally minded is death. So we're beggars as we come this evening in prayer. Help us in worship. Lord, put us in a worshipping frame. Remember us in mercy. Look down in compassion upon us. In our low estate, we don't plead our low estate. we cannot, we dare not. O Lord, we will come confessing our sins, and we would acknowledge, shall not the Lord of all the earth do right? Shall not the God of heaven do right in all his dealings with us? Lord, do help us to be passive in thy hand. Help us to be pleading mercy and grace in all the fiery trials that we endure. We're surrounded with mercies, Lord. We know we are. We will be very thankful for them. But, oh Lord, how we need truly to be a nobody, that Jesus may be all and in all. May we hear that gospel joyful sound we have been singing of. Oh, may it enter with light and authority in our hearts, so we would see Jesus. Would see Jesus every day while walking in the gospel way. Lord, thou knowest the longings of thy people after thee, how they go after thee in the wilderness. Oh, remember us still to the end. Lord, we're in a journey. Remember us to the very end. Be with us now. Be with us in the unknown way ahead. Be with us at the journey's end. Forsake us not, O God, despite our deserts. Oh, we do not deserve the least of thy mercies. Oh, may we prove thy blessed faithfulness and thy betrothing unto us. May we know we have been quickened and called. Do establish us, Lord, in the rock, not for complacency. Lord, it's a living exercise. Oh, do bless us in our gathering. Oh, pass us not by this evening hour. Remember the poor and the needy that are knocking by the way. We have to, Lord, come to thee in all our need. Oh, Lord, do bless thy word unto us. O Lord Jesus, be a saviour. O Lord, leave us not to just know about thee. May we worship thee and know thy tender mercies. Lord, that the good shepherd that we have been reading of, Lord, thou art our great high priest interceding, thou hast laid down thy life for the sheep as we read this evening in the chapter. Lord, thou didst lay down thy life to redeem them. O Lord, what a sacrifice. What a blessed, holy, acceptable offering. Give us some sweet understanding here. Give us some blessed little hopes here. O Lord, we pray thee do be our overseer, our king, our shepherd, and lead us in the right way. May we be following thee. For there cometh an end. There is an end of all things below. There is an end of a journey. Oh, do make us ready. May we know preparation for eternity. Bless thy people with preparation. If they're living souls, they won't rest short. They feel the urgency of preparation. Prepare me, Lord. Pardon, forgive me for all my sins. Let the sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercies be upon us from heaven, that we may know our sins forgiven. We may be knowing what it is to be in a right spirit, a new spirit, a new heart will I give you, a new life. Oh, grant us the blessing of the atonement, the shelter there. Lord, we're sinners, a hiding place, a cleansing, a sanctifying, a washing, thy wounded side, thy precious blood. Open up these treasures unto our soul. Thou art my hiding place, says David. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. May thy dear people be favoured to know this blessed hiding place. O Lord, do grant that we may know thee as our King. Command deliverances for Jacob. Rule over us, Lord. Or may we be found as humble followers of thee, the footsteps of Christ, the narrow way, the way of suffering and final victory. O Lord, do make us ready to die. Make us ready. And speak, Lord, to thy troubled people, thy lonely people, thy anxious people. So remember us now as we gather around thy word. May not be unprofitable. Send us not away empty. O Lord, leave us not, we beseech thee, to carnal reasoning. Or may we be in the Spirit. May we be receptive. Or may we hear the Good Shepherd's voice. Oh, do personally favour us and bless us. We do not deserve the least of thy mercies. Lord, we are poor. We know we are. Oh, Lord. How can one begin to pray, even begin to think about praying, when we find ourselves so carnal, sold under sin, as Paul said? Yet we must pray. It's urgent. We thank thee for thy word and call upon me in the day of trouble. There is a promise here, Lord. We bless thee for it. Call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver thee. Deliver. How we need delivering from self, self-will, self-righteousness, self-esteem, and, O Lord, self-wandering. The sins within self. O crucify this self that I. Oh, what lines. Painful, but necessary. O crucify. O Lord, thyself in me. O Lord, crucify thyself, crucify myself, that I no more may live, but Christ in me. I can't get the lines. Lord, thou knowest. Crucify this self that I no more may live, but Christ in me. Oh, do grant it so, Lord. It's painful. It's painful. Make us willing to be sheep. Make us willing to take up the cross. Make us willing to suffer all things for thy sake. Lord, it's not natural. We can't do it. We can't do it, Lord. We can't do it. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. May that grace we sung of this morning be abounding in our lives and hearts, that we may hear that gospel's joyful sound that we've been singing of this evening, with life, power, and authority. So lead us on, we pray, and cleanse us, and clothe us in thy obedience, and thy righteousness. May we be made willing the day of thy power to put thee on. Put on the whole armour of God, oh, the fullness of Christ, O Lord. May we be fighting that fight of faith, that good fight it is called. Paul said to Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. O Lord, it is a good fight. And I believe through grace we shall prevail. But, O Lord, it's a long battle, and it's a weary one, and it's a trying one, and we're weakened by the week and by the day. Do have mercy on us. We increase our faith, increase our love. May there be true love in our heart to thee for all thou art and what thou hast done for us, Lord. May we truly know that blessed portion, and it's all of grace, Lord. We love him because he first loved us. Lord, help us to love thy ways, to love thy house. So hear us now in all our great need as we come to pray. Lord, this is a begging prayer. We feel to be a beggar. O Lord, thou knowest all about us. And let us grow in grace, not in religion, not in self-esteem, not in religious achievement, but to know mercy, to know love, to know compassion. Christ, in you, the hope of glory. Bless the dear friends at Swavesey. Remember our dear friends at Bear Office. Uphold them. Lord, may the brethren at Swavesey support them. May they support them. Lord, deacons are like football sometimes. How very sad. Always to be kicked and criticised. And nothing's ever right. O Lord, may the brethren pray for them and support them and uphold them and give them daily grace and hourly grace to live near thee and upon thee. That's their exercise and that's their grief, no doubt, that they feel to fail. But it is the drawing of thy love. May they have it in their heart. Give them those tokens of good. Remember their loved ones, their wives, their families. Do remember the church. There are those coming to the journey's end, whether in the church or congregation. Keep the church together in unity and fear. May they be of one mind. And bless them, Lord, as individuals, but as a collective people with thy gracious presence. Remember all aged friends. Prepare them for the end. It is evening time. We've got to come there. Oh, Lord, my Lord, prepare my soul for that great day. Wash me in thy precious blood and take my sins away. Remember all in middle life the need and burden of the day of business and care. Help them to truly cast their care upon thee. Bring them into thy word. Bring them to thy wounded side. Bring them to thy blessed feet. Lord, remember all in affliction, pain, suffering. No doubt there is a number, and we pray especially at this time, for our younger friends with the coronavirus. We lift up our heart to God. Remember the family. Remember the children. Spare, Lord, undertake. Lord, help. Lord, heal. There was her prayer before, many times for many people. Lord, have compassion. There are set appointed times. Oh, humble is humbling. Heal, restore, have compassion. Lord, we plead thy name, Lord Jesus, Son of God, Son of David. Have mercy on them. Have mercy on them. Lord, and what is it, Lord, we need doing? Lord, heal them. Bring them through, but bless them in it. Bless them in it. May it be among those all things that work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, do heal them and bless them. We ask thee, Lord Jesus, we would humbly bow and ask, for thou hast instructed us to do so. Lord, remember the young friends, the children, the sweet babes. May they be heirs of glory. Give parents the wisdom in bringing up their children, Lord, and go before our young men and women in life's journey. Open thy hand, provide. May they know thy call. Remember widows, widowers, those who plough a lonely furrow, those in distress, special case of need, undertake. Do remember thy people at Swavesey. Bless the ministry there. Help thy servants that come amongst them, week to week, service to service. Bless thy gospel. Remember us in the churches, the editors of our magazines, sectors of our charitable societies. Bless them in their labours. Help thy servants and bless them. O do return to us as a group of churches. We humble you. May we humble ourselves under all thy dealings. Lord, cross were quite contrarious. May we be given a meek and tender and humble spirit to put our mouth in the dust of self-abasement and to bore ourselves in dust and ashes. O Lord, may the Spirit of Christ be in us. When he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. Lord, I have to pray for it. O remember thy servants, return to us. Remember thy one spiritual Israel in this land and through the earth, the missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read, men in deprivation, famine, affliction, war, persecution, genocide, especially this time of pandemic. We pray tenderly, kindly for them, undertake for them. Lord, have mercy on us in the nation. Have mercy on England. Have compassion on England. Turn us unto thee, open the eyes of our leaders, give them wisdom, direction, guidance. We must pray for them, open their eyes. And, O Lord, they have seen fit to close the churches again. We cannot agree with it. For, Lord, we must fall into thy hand. We pray to open their eyes, intervene for Zion's sake. Hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. We humbly plead that, oh, have mercy on us in the nation. Dear Lord, have mercy on us in Zion. Bless us out of Zion. Help thy servants on the walls of Zion. Bless thy servants, the pastors. Do bless us now and meet with us round thy word. Remember thy servant preaching this evening at Blackboys for the Horam service. Do bless him and be with him and bless thy word and remember each of thy servants on the walls of Zion. Now, Lord, we must thank thee, must praise thee for all thy tender mercies to us. Oh, we need a thankful heart. We need our eyes opening to have a thankful heart. Lord, we need to see and look back and see how good thou and faithful thou art. We need thy blessing. But, Lord, it is right in whatever state we are to thank thee for all thy mercies and goodness. And may it encourage us. May thy mercies help us. May thy judgments help us, the good man prayed. Let thy judgments help me. And we have to pray. But may thy mercies also help us. And may they encourage us. We acknowledge so many mercies. Lord, supplies, answers to prayer, preservation. And many provisions, Lord, but the gospel mercies, thy precious blood, thy dying sacrifice, thy dying love. Oh, so many mercies, Lord. How great is thy goodness. So humble us, and may we praise thee. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Our hope is in thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy prayers. Dear Lord Jesus, help. We have to come with David and prophesy all concerning our great high priest in all the sorrow of the church that he bore. O Lord, there's no sorrow like unto thy sorrow. O Lord, I'm a worm and no man. O have mercy on us and be with us. Bless thy word. May the creatures all be lost sight of. May we see no man save Jesus only. Here are poor, poor confessions. They're poor prayers. It's a poor man that's crying, Lord. It's a poor man that's crying. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Come, Lord Jesus, we ask all things in thy worthy name, confessing all our sins, bowing down before thee, pleading thy precious blood, pleading thy gospel, pleading thy great name. Come, Lord, help, help, bless. Holy God of heaven, Holy Spirit, be in our midst. Holy Father, Heavenly Father, have compassion on us. In the name of thine only begotten glorious one, we ask in thy worthy name, Lord Jesus, and for thy sake. Amen.
Let us sing hymn 1094. 1094. Ye souls redeemed by Jesus' blood, salvation's theme pursue. Exalt the sovereign grace of God, for such were some of you. Hymn 1094.
Complete dependence upon the Lord for all needed help and blessing. I draw your attention to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to John, chapter 10 and verse 27. The Gospel according to John, chapter 27, chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And Jesus goes on to say, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Jesus declared himself to be the Good Shepherd. He truly is the Good Shepherd of the sheep. And he did not flee from judgment to bear the wrath of which his sheep deserved. He did not flee as an hireling. He laid down his life for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Dear friends, a shepherd is no shepherd if he doesn't have sheep. A cowman is no cowman if he does not have a herd to attend to. A swine herd in the woodland with the hogs is no swine herd if there are no swine there. What a mercy. This shepherd has some sheep. Our exercise this evening is, am I among the sheep? How many of us have come this evening? Oh, may I hear his voice. Assure my conscience of its part in the Redeemer's blood. Is that your cry? Oh, assure my conscience. Speak, Lord. Sound to my soul. I am thy salvation. Will the sheep, dear friends, hear his voice? There's a secret here. They know the Good Shepherd's voice. Now you say, do I know that voice? Well, it is the voice of the beloved, your beloved, the voice of mercy, the voice of love, the voice of grace. Now, mark what I'm saying. Was in God's sight, in our original state. But the Good Shepherd calls, you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Friend, you're no longer dead in trespasses and sins. You're made alive to your sinnership. You're made alive to your need. You're no longer dead in trespasses and sins. Yes, you're a sinner by nature. No excuses here. And you'd be very and if you're a living soul, you hate your sins. You'll be very troubled over them. And not just present infirmities, but the whole life. You can't say something happened years ago and it doesn't, you know, it's all over now. No, friend, when we come to die, we've got to give an account of all our life. So, how we need that voice of the Good Shepherd and the Good Shepherd's blessing, the one that laid down his life for this sheep. Friend, and if that Good Shepherd gave his life for the sheep, it means he shed his blood. The Good Shepherd's blood. Lord, the dear friends, the Good Shepherd's robe. his robe of righteousness to be upon us. And what a good shepherd he is. This shepherd has a flock, the flock of God. And his people know his voice. Dear friend, do you know the voice of love and mercy? Do you know, do you long to hear the groans of the good shepherd laying down his life for sheep, reaching your heart so that it means something to you? It means life, and it's precious. It's a precious cry of Calvary. A Calvary's cries become precious to your soul. And you know his voice. To know that call, you are the quickened, as I've said already, who were dead, made alive, whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Or to know that calling, that awakening time, to know the good shepherd's voice. You know, no man spake like this man. Why? What did the cavilling Jews mean? They hated him. But what did the believers feel? There was healing in that voice. There was compassion in that voice. There was forgiveness in that voice. There was eternal life in that voice. There was power and authority to overcome all things in our heart in that voice, to conquer all sin within the church, within your own soul. Arise up, my love, my fair one. What an attraction. And come away. Friend, is that the voice you long for? Rise up, my love, my fair one. Come away. Come away from it. Separate yourself from this evil generation, this untoward generation. You know, the voice of the good shepherd is with power and authority. Well, my sheep, hear my voice. Now the great exercise is, have I? Well, dear friend, what effect did it have on you? Now, I don't want you to go and say, well, I expect you will, that, but where have I got to? Wait a minute. What effect did it have on you? Now, look back. We don't want to rest on yesterday's manna, but yesterday's manna was real. And yesterday's manna was living as the manna you want now today is living. You want the living manna today? Well, so was yesterday's manna living manna. And I believe, well, we know that tomorrow's manna will be a living manna as today's is and yesterday's was. Well, my sheep, hear my voice. Now, sometimes that voice is a correction. There's a saying among God's people, and it's a good one, and I like it. Some circumstance we got into, some trial, it's a speaking voice. Have you ever known circumstances, trial, care, to be a speaking voice? Friend, it becomes a speaking voice. The Lord's hand becomes a speaking voice. And it's not just his voice, but it's the voice of the good shepherd. In your life and your heart. Now, my sheep, hear my voice. It's a wonderful truth, you know. It's a wonderful truth. But this is the good shepherd speaking. Now, we need to think of the shepherd, dear friends. Because there's a connection. The sheep hear his voice. They know he's the shepherd by his voice. You know, and my thoughts, of course, went to that blessed Psalm 23, probably the most well-known psalm in the Christian world. You know, What does David say? The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord. Can you say that tonight with David? There's something here, friend. The Lord is my shepherd. Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ is my shepherd, as he said he was in the chapter we've read and spoken of already. But God is the shepherd. Yes, God, dear friend, is the porter, if you like, in the what we read in John 10. He's also the husbandman and so forth. But, you know, I am my Father a one. Some of the glorious offices of Christ in his glorious person apply to the Father, you know. Or there are such profound truths and principles to the Blessed Three, the Holy Ghost, the Son and the Father. And they are one. Yet there are those particular matters concerning Christ's person which do refer to him in his work of redemption. And there are those matters concerning the God of heaven, concerning his divine purpose, his decrees, his electing love, and so forth. There are those blessings and principles which refer to the Holy Spirit. Which are concerning our sanctification, our instruction, and all the grace of God. All the grace of God working in us. But can you say tonight with David, the Lord is my shepherd. That blessed Jesus is my shepherd. What a mercy, you know. The Lord is my shepherd. David could say it. Now, David got into deep waters, as we know. But he could say, the Lord is my shepherd. Well, I don't want to keep repeating it, but there's something very sweet there, isn't there? Isn't there something very blessed there? What a good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. Now, that's a good word, isn't it? I am the good shepherd. But David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. This begins to open up to us, to our understanding, friends, the goodness of this shepherd. If this Lord is your shepherd, what a good shepherd he is. My sheep hear my voice, and how good he is to a sheep. You know, it's beautiful, this. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Can someone come here? Come in there? Can you come here? Can you come in? Can you come here? Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Well, friends, I don't want to be personal, but I've got to say it is so. I've got to say it's so. I daren't. I don't want to anyway. Don't want to say anything else. But goodness and mercy. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing grace, said John Newton. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Do you see God's goodness and mercy to you? And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, what else does he say? Very precious some of these are. Well, he maketh me to lie down. You wouldn't lie down yourself, you know, in those green pastures. I think of the word in that blessed portion in Isaiah. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Sheep do go astray. They do go astray. Well, do you know that word? All we like sheep have gone astray. and turned every man to his own way. We've turned every man to his own way. We know we have. Do you know, left to yourself, you still do it? Left to yourself, you still do it? And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. We've turned every man to his own way. Everyone to his own way. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. I think of that word which Peter takes up. I take it, quoting from what I've just quoted here. For we were as sheep going astray. Well, we were. It's a mercy to be in that text, what Peter says, you know. We were. We were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop, or the meaning, of course, is overseer of your souls. Returned unto the shepherd and overseer, bishop of your souls. You know, my thoughts go to where Jesus speaks concerning this wonderful truth. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? Now, dear friends, Jesus, we can say this, Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood. But what about the backslidings? What about Peter himself, who wrote what I quoted just now a little moment ago? You know, the Lord warned him. Dear Peter was quite sure he would not deny him, and he would lay down his life for his Lord. Well, it was love that spake, and I'm sure it's love in your hearts that would feel, how can I do such a thing? But, you know, all the power of salvation. Peter proved the power of God's salvation. David said it. He restoreth my soul. In the psalm I'm referring to, 23. He restoreth my soul. You know, and when he finds this sheep, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. He brings it back, rejoicing. And he makes a feast. It's a wonderful truth. Rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. I better just, you know, or we do want the word of God, may it speak. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than 99 just persons which need no repentance. And in that chapter I found, which I found here, I see that Jesus, according to Luke, brings forth the glory of that prodigal son, you know. The grace of God, the glory of everlasting love, of sonship. You know, wasted his substance. Perhaps there's someone tonight, oh, you feel, I've wasted the substance. Did I say this morning, I believe I did, and I know some godly people who are now in glory have said, what a wasted life. Friend, they got to heaven, you know, by grace, by salvation, by loving kindness, nothing of the creature, nothing of self. Friend, when we say you're a hell-deserving sinner, look, I hope you mean it. I hope you're not just saying it. We're hell-deserving, you know. Saved by grace. You know, he wasted all the substance on righteous living. Have you ever felt God's blessing's been wasted on me? Where have I got to? Where am I? Where's the fruit? Whatever's wrong with me? Wake up, man. Wake up. Where are you? Dear friend, grace wakes us. Grace brings our wandering spirits back when we forsake his way. Well, it's a wonderful parable, that, but I wasn't really intending to go down this route. You know, all the glory there, the feast for the lost sheep that was found. Or mate, perhaps there's a purpose of me speaking like this. I don't know. I hope there is. But I was going to come back to Psalm 23. You know, dear friends, he, now don't get past that word, that personal pronoun, the good shepherd, he, not you, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Well, what are these wonderful pastures? Verdancy of tender grass. Tender grass. You know, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Well, isn't some of this forgiveness, a good hope, mercy? Is it not resting in what Jesus has done? Is not this the green pasture? Is not this the verdant pasture? Is not this the living waters? He leadeth me beside the still, peaceful waters, the gospel. Dear friend, where does he lead us? Oh, for a sight, a pleasing sight of our almighty Father's throne. There sits our Saviour, crowned in light, clothed in a body like our own. And I will just look up the hymn as it came to me. Yes, our Saviour. Thy wondrous blood. No, it's a different hymn. I can't find the hymn. Oh, yes, I have. Oh, for a sight, a pleasing sight of our almighty Father's throne. There sits our Saviour, crowned with light, clothed in a body like our own. Adoring saints around him stand, and thrones and powers before him fall. The God shines gracious through the man and sheds sweet glories on them all. Dear friend, that's the same shepherd. That's the shepherd that calls you below, that brings you to glory. But the hymn before my eyes fell on, thy wondrous blood, dear dying Christ, can make this world of guilt remove. And thou canst bear me where thou fliest on thy kind wings, celestial dove. Well, dear friends, what Christ has done, entered into his glory. You know, we think of Calvary, we think of Gethsemane, sacred ground, blessed spots. Oh, that we could be near them more, just very occasional. Perhaps some people never have such. Many in the heaven have perhaps not been so favoured to behold him. But some have, very occasionally, very occasionally. But all for more. But dear friends, he's now entered his glory. These are the green pastures, the still waters of gospel blessing. It speaks of a settlement, doesn't it? You know, I suppose natural reason could think of a lovely stream and a lovely rural scene and a house there and a settling and the birds singing and the flowers all out and the butterflies flying and so forth. Dear friends, we're speaking here of spiritual blessings, what Christ has done. You know, he maketh me to lie down. Now that means security. He rests in his love. He rests in his love. And God does, as Zephaniah says, he will rest in his love. And what he has done, God has rested in, the Father's resting on what Christ has done to redeem. And the Son, dear friend, laid down his life. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. But see what follows. You know, God has an order. And there's a purpose order here, a purpose of order. He restoreth my soul. Oh, never do I forget that. Oh, never do I forget that word to me. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. No glory for the creature. No glory for the flesh. No glory in man, no glory in the sinner. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. What a precious gospel, for his name's sake. But think of those lines of Edward Mote. His honour, I can't think where the hymn is. His honour and his name's at stake. To save me from the burning lake. I can't find it. I can't find the hymn. It's in the 1100s, I know. To save me from the burning lake. You may say, is that presumption? Dear friend, be pleading Jesus' name. This is the name the Father loves to his children plead. And all such pleadings he approves and blesses them indeed. For your soul's sake. Plead Jesus' name. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. His name's sake. Friend, that's the name we must plead. For his glory is here. His glory is in his name. But you know, yea, yea. This is all God's order in this psalm. Yea, thy word is the shadow of death. And we are. Now, we may think of particular times. We may think of deep afflictions, and certainly they can be and are. And I'm not diminishing this. I'm not making light of it. God forbid I would. I'm not even attempted to. God forbid. Yea, thy walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Well, we all are in a sense. But there may be those tonight who feel especially they are. And may it be a word for you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. How? Why? For thou art with me. Oh, dear friends, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. Friend, you don't have to hear his voice necessarily to know the Lord is with you. There is such a thing as his manifest presence. And I believe his dear people occasionally, very favoured soul tonight, but I believe his dear people know a little of it. Can we say that? A little of it. His manifest presence, nearness, help by the way, to see the unseen hand gone before you. The Lord has been your defence. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight, break in pieces the gates of brass, cut in sunder the bars of iron. The God of Israel shall be thy reward. For thou art with me. Oh, beloved friends, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, forever. For he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. One is to defend, the other is to support. thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Well, surely it is, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, now look, friends, why am I talking about this psalm? Because the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Is he your shepherd tonight? The Lord is my shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, says the good shepherd. Well, and Jesus speaks of himself as, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Dear friends, is the Lord speaking in some way? It's a wonderful word, you know. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And he did. Jesus here was speaking to his immediate disciples. He was speaking also to the people. I know many heard it and wouldn't agree with it and despised him and so forth. And he had to tell them they were not of his sheep. He had to tell that you're not of my sheep. You don't hear it. You and so forth. But when he putteth forth his sheep, his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. Isn't it a blessed word? And we have this, you know, for they know his voice. Dear friends, is it the voice of your beloved? I'll repeat this again. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. All the toil, all the grief, all the sorrow, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, my beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time, this is God's time. My times are in thy hand, David said, and they are, dear friends. The time of the singing of birds is come. This is God's time. He will perform it in his time. And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs. The vines with the tender grapes give a good smell. Now, in nature, isn't spring and early summer a beautiful time? It's all growth, dear friends. Or think of it spiritually. Perhaps there's an old sheep, a worn-out sheep listening. Perhaps there's one who's getting near the end of the journey. You know, all decrepit and the old teeth decayed, and as declared in Ecclesiastes 12, well, concerning the awfulness of old age and so forth and its trials. But beloved friends, Jesus doesn't change. Jesus doesn't change. My sheep hear my voice. Now, those blessings are forever. They're forever. Is there not a rising up in your soul? Is not your soul, your body is dying, but is not your soul rising up? My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Friend, the voice of mercy, the voice of compassion. Friend, he who endured wrath without mercy. You say, but surely there was mercy upon him. Friend, the wrath due to us, God spared him not. I must speak rightly of Scripture. Yes, his own arm sustained him. He was the Son of God, one in union with his Father. Yes, that is true. But, dear friends, mercy didn't spare him from dying in our place, the hell within. Oh, the suffering of Calvary. What a sacred place to come to. I began to speak of it just now. The voice in the garden. Friend, your soul will be melted down. I believe it, but it's the gospel voice. It's the gospel voice. It's a victory. You know, what did Jesus say to Martha? You know, oh dear Martha, you know, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Now look, she's not telling untruths here. She has grace to see that, but God had a purpose, a deeper purpose than her understanding. And that is the point. There was a purpose of grace in teaching Martha and Mary the resurrection and the people. And may we be taught this, the glory of it. You know, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And then Jesus goes on to say, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Friend, tonight, do you believe this? Never die. Your soul will never die. And following my text, the text tonight, I should say, the Lord's word, he says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Oh, the security of grace here. My Father which gaveth them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. And then he says those glorious words, I and my Father are one. Friend, there are distinctions in the Trinity, but one in grace, one in power, one in almighty redeeming love. I and my Father are one. And no man can pluck you out, dear friend, of Jesus' hand. And no man will pluck you out of God's hand. And the blessing of the Holy Ghost will always be with you. Eternal life. Oh, my sheep, hear my voice. My sheep, hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. Now, I didn't realize the time is running. I didn't realize that. I must get on. You know, he says here, I know them. That's very sacred to me. I hope it's sacred to you. He knows all about you. Friend, he suffered for your sins. He knows all about your sins. It's a fearful thought, isn't it? But it's also a very great mercy, you know. It's a fearful thing for us. So don't hide your sin. Don't hide it. Confess it. We confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There's great mercy in confession of sins. And I know them. He knows your fears. He knows your hopes. He knows your blessings because he's given them to you. He knows your heart. He knows all about you. He knows your future. He knows your past. And Jesus knows what he will do. And you know what he says? And they follow me. Now, there's a connection, isn't there? Following Christ. He's your future. You will go where Jesus, if you're following him, you will by and by go where Jesus is now. I'm not saying that lightly. I'm not saying that lightly. You will be where Jesus is one day if you're following him. Oh, how you long to follow in the footsteps of the flock. You know, I think of that word, and it's a blessed word in Isaiah. And it's a wonderful word, I'm going to say it. Well, all God's word is wonderful, but some are so beautiful. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. This speaks of Christ. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with the young. What a gospel, dear friends, what a gospel. He shall feed his flock like it. Friend, he feeds you. He feeds you. You can't deny it, can you? I'm not talking about your bodies. Of course he supplies all you need, but it's your soul with his gospel. Look at the manna. It was sufficient every day. Friend, you don't carry it over, but it's the same manna given, the same blessings given. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. Oh, the lambs in Christ's fold. You know, the tender bleating lambs. I don't know about you, but you don't seem to have grown up very much, do we? We're pretty poor, you know. We still want, but then Paul speaks of wine, strong drink, doesn't he, for the battle, the fight of faith. And the milk is for those that are not of age. It's for babes. Well, are you a lamb still? Look at dear Peter so bold. What did Jesus say? Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. That's Christ's instruction. And he's doing it now. Jesus is doing it now. And shall gently lead those that are you with young, or those that give suck, those that mothers in Israel who are praying for the flock of God. Well, my sheep hear my voice. Oh, what a good shepherd. Oh, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The hireling fleeth. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and have known of mine, he says in verse 14. Known of mine. Friend, I believe you do know him, and you long for him. You're waiting for him. Or they could hear his voice more. Now, I'm not being presumptuous here. Are you drawn to the good shepherd? The good shepherd. Friend, what a glorious sheep. What a glorious shepherd he is, I should say. Laying down his life, but he knows every one of them. Now, what does a good shepherd do? He counts them. He causes them to pass under the rod for their counting. And there is a shearing time. And there is a marking time. There is a mark on them. The mark of love, the mark of grace on those sheep. Now, I know that at Swavesey there's been some shepherds. So, you know, you can put me right in many things here. But in the eastern parts, you know, they do know the voice of the shepherd. And I believe any of you, I'm sure you can call your sheep at times. They get to know the regular feeder, the one that they connect with food. Friend, you connect Jesus with compassion. The compassion you need, the mercy you need, the salvation you need, the righteousness you need, the forgiveness if you need, the putting away of all your sins that you need. Are you going to the good shepherd? Lay down his life. Well, my sheep hear my voice. I know I'm the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. I know them. I know all about them. I know their need. I know what tomorrow will bring for them. That's why I've gone before them, to prepare a place for them. I go and prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. And the dear redeem here. And they follow me. Beloved friends, I wish we could follow him better. But you are. Now, the time has almost gone. In fact, it has gone. It was 18:30 we started. Time has gone completely, and I didn't realize it. You know, they follow me. Are you following him in the word? Follow Jesus in the word of God. I don't mean the gospels where he lived, but the whole word of God. The good shepherd speaking to you. out of the prophecies, out of the histories, out of the law of Moses, the good shepherd speaking to you out of his own gospel, out of the epistles. Dear friends, the good shepherd, out of the book of Revelation, you know, out of the Psalms, oh, the blessed Psalms. They follow me. Now, beloved friends, there is a spiritual following here of the word of life. But, dear friends, there is a following him at the throne of grace, going to him at the throne of grace. There is a following him in the precepts of the gospel. Friend, in the obedience of Christ, there is a following him. In the conscience, in the heart, they follow me. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. I know all about them. He knows your morrows. We don't, but Jesus does. Go to him. They follow me. But this is so personal, isn't it? To follow Christ. Oh, dear friend, to wait for his voice, to watch for him. Well, look, I've had it now. The time has gone, and I mustn't go over time. I haven't got very far. I've suddenly realized the time. Well, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Now, there is this connection which I wanted to bring into the text. In fact, I nearly named the following verse as part of the text, because it is. But I didn't actually name it in the beginning. And I give unto them eternal life. Now, that's knowing his voice. Oh, what a word. Give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Dear friends, have you heard the shepherd's call? They shall never perish. I can only quote scripture. Only God can, only the Holy Ghost can bless it. I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Those redeeming hands of Christ, those everlasting arms. But Jesus says, my Father which gave them me is greater than all. Yes, given by God to Christ to redeem. What sacred foundations have we here? And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Well, I will have to leave it now. Oh, dear. Didn't get very far, did we? My sheep. Oh, what a mercy. What a good shepherd. Oh, dear friends, it's the good shepherd. The good shepherd. Well, what a wonderful shepherd he is to put up with some of us sheep. But you've heard his voice, then it means you're his sheep. You've known his call, and you are. Why have you gone to chapel? Well, you're not in chapel, but why have you come to the meeting room tonight on the laptop? Why have you come or on your phone? Because you're following him. You're following him. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Tim Parrish next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 405. 'Twixt Jesus and the chosen race subsists a bond of sovereign grace that hell with its infernal train shall ne'er dissolve nor rend in twain. Hymn 405.
Cheers.
And now may the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.